Greetings and welcome to the Productcast, also known as the Prodcast. This is your window into the UK's thriving gift industry, covering everything from product design to sales, retail and beyond. The Prodcast is brought to you by Gift of the Year and supported by the Giftware Association. I'm your host, I'm Alex Ryan, a marketing consultant and founder of the agency Marketing 101. And each week I will be interviewing an expert from our wonderful engaged community. And this week is going to be slightly different as, dear listeners, we are hopefully going to be receive a bit of practical advice in this, our first ever educational segment within the podcast towards the end. So do hold on to that. And to tell us a bit more about her role as founder and director of Pressloft before we gain that intel, very pleased to welcome Nicola Snell. Welcome. It's Nikki you prefer, yes?
Oh, yes, yes. More recently, I'm just shortened it to Nikki. Yes, it's what everyone knows me as. But yeah, it's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much for joining. It's always a bit of a funny thing, I guess, you know, having people on podcasts. It's great you've done one before. What was the podcast that you did before?
Oh, it was with the lovely Emma Morton-Turner. She's runs a platform called Inside Stylists, which helps brands find stylists. And actually, funnily enough, we're interviewing her next week on our webinar. So I've done more webinars this year than podcasts, but my first podcast was with her. So yeah, she's fabulous.
Great stuff. Oh, it all sounds very, very murky and incestuous, all this. You interview me, I'll interview you.
Indeed. Indeed, yeah.
Well, maybe that means I'll make it to your webinar.
You can
That's
come
exciting.
On any time, Alex.
Thank you. Well, you've already let me know that you've listened to the podcast before. So the way we start this needs no introduction to you. It's quick pro go. You get 30 seconds to intro yourself and I will get 30 seconds to tell you about your business. Are you ready?
I am. I'm quite nervous, actually.
Great stuff. So you're up for the challenge, yes?
I am indeed, yes.
Wonderful stuff. No need for nerves. What we've got is 30 seconds on the clock. And here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
So I'm Nikki Snell, the founder of Pressloft, which is a PR platform. And we make PR simple. We launched in 2006. I'm very happily married with two lovely daughters. I have a camper van and a paddleboard, and I live in Farnham in Surrey. So Pressloft is my second business, which came after I launched my agency 0-1 when I was 23. I built both businesses from scratch, and I love running companies and growing them. Now I mainly focus on product development on Pressloft and also published a PR course this year too.
Amazing. Wow. That was, you published a PR course this
year. I did. Yeah. Yeah. It's all quite serendipitous. I got invited onto a course to learn how to do courses. And it all landed just before everyone was on lockdown, listening to tons of webinars, and managed to produce it and launched it a few months ago. And just in the process of starting to market it now.
Wow. A course for courses.
No, I was on a course for courses. Yeah. Producing a course for PR. Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's brilliant. What a fantastic business model they've got. Certainly the course for courses. Fantastic. And where people can access that. Is that through Pressloft?
Yeah. So we've got a landing page, which is pages.pressloft.com/PR like a pro.
Okay, cool. We'll put that in the show notes so people can click on it.
Lovely. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Well, my turn. You told us a little bit about Pressloft, but hopefully I've got some brand new information here for our listeners. Would you like to give me a 3, 2, 1 and I will tell you everything you need to know about Pressloft in just 30 seconds.
Okay. So 3, 2, 1.
Very good, that was. Founded in 2006, you started as an image library, which is still your core function. You added press releases and journalist request services in 2008, and now you've got influencer outreach tools, which you added in 2017. You're based in London, that's where your HQ is, and in 2020, I think you've got about 11 members of staff if your website's up to date. You've got customers in 13 countries, serving journalists in 103 countries, and you describe yourselves as the largest online PR tool specializing in interior gift section, with teams set up around the globe. Oh, 1 second over.
Awesome.
Well, I was a bit cocky at the beginning congratulating you on an excellent 3, 2, 1. But
it
was a very good
3, 2, 1. Used up 3 of those seconds there, Alex.
I know. I actually missed as well part of the final description. So the largest online PR tool specializing in the interior and gift sector, teams set up around the globe. And also I did want to tell the listeners that you work to connect brands, PR and digital marketing agencies with journalists, bloggers and social influencers. Is that all correct?
Oh, yes, that's a lot of information in just over 30 seconds. Yeah, you're spot on.
Good stuff. Well, listeners at home, if you want to write in, vote on who did the best 30 seconds, I think that should be a thing we start. So in that immense amount of information, you're very specific about the Press Loft specialising in the interior and gift sector. Why the gift industry? I mean, we know why we're all in it, but we've been talking to suppliers and retailers. Why a press outfit like yourself focusing on that?
Yeah, it's a funny story, which originally started... My first bit of business was in interiors, but it's a bit random. So I was traveling around the world and had no clue what I wanted to do with my life. And my dad called me up and said, I have invented a picture hanging product. Would you like to come back from travels and help me set up a business? I was like, what?
Wow.
My dad's not a crazy inventor. He's a very normal person. And he was working in a very big company doing marketing system development and wanted me to do it on the sidelines. So I jumped at the chance, not having any other avenues in life.
How did he come to a picture hanging system whilst he was working in that?
He hates hanging pictures with a passion.
It's awful.
He hates it. And he's like, this is ridiculous. Why is this so hard? And he came up with this invention with, it was a strip of plastic embedded with pins, and you hook the pins into wallpaper rather than drilling a hole into the wall.
Right. Oh, okay.
Long story short, I ended up going home, learning everything about business. So setting up the website, customer support, fulfillment. I even did a little stint on QVC. but it was definitely PR, which got my heart and which I absolutely loved doing, and got him coverage in Evening Standard and Good Homes, and grew to the point where he wanted to produce the product in China. And so he spent a lot of money producing the product in China. It got delivered and it wasn't sellable. And he just went, look, Nikki, I just don't think I can put more money into the business. Can you try and find a job in marketing or something else? And half-heartedly looked around and he said, hold on a minute, you're really good at PR.
Wait a minute. Fired by your own dad? Is that what we're getting to?
No, no,
fired
no.
by your own father?
I oh, certainly was not fired by my own dad. No, he's wonderful. I then tried under his guidance, said, like, offer companies PR. You're perfectly able. I was so nervous. And I remember this email that I did when I was 23, sending out this email saying, do you want PR doing for £50 to this little database of other interiors related brands? But I also included gifts, because often there's a crossover on the shopping pages in the magazines. So anyway, I chose interiors and gifts. Within 2 weeks, I had 10 clients and I was 23, because PR was so inexpensive. And then over the years, then I gradually increased the number of clients and my prices slightly as well. So yeah, that was the founding story of why I got into interiors and gifts in the first place.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That must have been so exciting at that age. I've recently set up my own business, but I'm at the grand old age of 36 trying it for the first time. 23, fresh off travels.
Yeah.
Did you have any education to go alongside it, or was it literally try it and suck it
and
see?
Do you know what? Actually, I missed a bit of the story out. So when I was coming back from traveling, my dad said, why don't you also alongside it do a chartered institute of marketing course, and I will pay for that as well. So that was absolutely fabulous.
Wow.
And that allowed me to learn the basics of marketing and just company setup, and also obviously the PR side of things. That was a big part of why I progressed into PR, and you know, learned enough to establish my own business. And then from there, had a whole other story of Press Loft emerging out of the back of that, because I just grew so fast and I had so many clients. And so much of it was administrative. So I was sending out images, writing out product information, sending out press releases. And I just thought, with the help again of my dad, he's like, there's a system here, you know, there's a business here. He's a real entrepreneur.
Maybe we should have him on the podcast.
Oh,
he sounds
brilliant.
Like a bit of a legend.
He is a legend. He is. We sort of wireframed the original concept, parked it for a few years whilst I saved some money in the agency. And then from there, found a developer quite randomly who's still with us today at one of those. Do you ever remember Breakfast Networking International?
Business Networking International. Yeah, Bian, I in a very, very roundabout, strange coincidence, I am pitching to join the BNI tomorrow. Yeah, so that's still very much in existence. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So both myself and Graham, my developer, the lead developer, the CTO now, he and I both went to the freebie breakfast that they do. And he was pitching for business. I was trying to find PR business, but I happened to mention that I was looking for a developer. We met from there. And then, 16 years later, we're still working together.
That's fantastic. Well, proof it works.
But it works. It
That's
absolutely
great.
Oh,
I'm making
works.
The right decision then. Good, good.
Yeah, you can use that in your pitch when you go along.
I will. I might actually.
I know
yeah.
someone.
that's fascinating.
Yeah, so then it just grew from there. And Pressoff very quickly became, it's a subscription model. It's a tech business. It's scalable, much more so than an agency. And that very much became the bigger part of the business of the two. And then, put a lot of energy into that and growing it and around the world and a long story, but yeah, eventually we're here today and doing very well, which is lovely.
Good. Oh, well, that's fantastic to hear. And I guess we're a few minutes into the podcast now. I want to make sure that the listeners at home understand exactly what it is that Pressloft provides. You mentioned before we started recording, you mentioned it's a very affordable service as well, isn't it? Unlike a lot of the PR around the world, which comes with quite a high price tag. So why don't you just take the moment to tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, so thanks. It's basically a tool to make PR really simple. First and foremost, that's what we do. We just demystify it, make it very simple, very quick, and also therefore affordable to do. If you weren't using Pressloft, you'd have to find the journalists, find the publications, reach out to them, find their email addresses, write press releases, pitch, wait for the coverage, blah, 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 all these things. And it takes so much time. And every business owner knows how little time we all have to do things and certainly things that we don't know how to do. And so this allows PR people with no PR experience and absolutely no journalist contacts to get their products seen in the press. And that's what we do in a nutshell through a couple of different products. One's the Image Library, which is our core service. One's Press Release Distribution, which is, just a big wire where we send out press releases. Mm-hmm. The other is the Influencer Outreach Service. And then we have Leads, where we send out, say a journalist is working on a topic, we send out that information to our brands to respond to that journalist if they can't find what they need in the Image Library. So it just makes it really simple. And with the PR course, we're also making that simple for people to understand how to do it either on or off Pressloft if they choose.
Right. That's fantastic. So it's kind of a dual carriageway for press, both, journalists coming to you, but also outreach from companies to journalists.
The basic part of it is that you add your images to our image library and your products are then found by the journalists who want to write about them when they want to write about them. So if Living Etc. was doing a red sofa roundup one month, then they could just simply type in red sofas and find all the products from all the brands. And you put them all on the same platform. Large and small brands are all on there together and equal chance of getting coverage.
From my time at Paladone, I can certainly envisage that that would help. I think it's almost passive PR work. You do the work to upload the images and wait for the coverage, as well as the active side of the press release side of things and the outreach. So fantastic stuff. And I mentioned, that it's cheap. I don't, I'm always keen for the product cast not to become a sales platform, but I'd imagine that most of the listeners, will be wondering whether this is an affordable service for them. Cause I think you should always stick a price tag on something, so people can know whether it's something they can get involved in. What level are we kind of talking here? Cause PR is notoriously and outrageously expensive, dare I say.
Yeah, and just in defence of that, the agencies, we've got a lot of clients who are agencies as well, and there's a reason it's expensive, because it takes years and years to build networks and have the strategic talent to connect brands in that way. But in terms of simply getting products on pages, then we can sort that bit out. So in terms of our prices, though, we start at £40 a month, and we go up to £350 a month for up to 1,000 images. It's based on how much you want to promote to our journalist network at any one time. So yes, it's very affordable relative to agency work, but we work alongside agencies as well.
Fantastic. And I guess actually, especially if you're a company that doesn't have a huge range of products, if you're quite thin on the actual amount of SKUs that you're selling, then it's definitely it's super affordable and no need to expand it. Fantastic. Well, we mentioned Gift of the Year a moment ago, and I mean, right now in particular is the time. I don't know exactly when this episode will go out. It might just be after the deadline for entry, but regardless, that is the main kind of topic of conversation for us at the moment. You're quite recently, but also quite heavily involved with Gift of the Year. Is that right? I know you provide a fantastic prize. What is the involvement?
Yeah, so our marketing manager spotted that Giftware Association signed up for a trial to promote a lot of the stories that they push out, and they do a lot in the industry, and reached out to the marketing manager, Chris, and they had a great chat and realized there's a great crossover between both of our networks and our philosophies, and also just in how we're supporting the industry. And there was lots of chat between them, basically. We started off doing content swaps and various articles for each other. And then we ended up talking about the gift of the year and wanted to sponsor an award. So we agreed to promote that to our network as well. And we offer a premium package to the winner for 12 months. So it's worth, I think it's worth over £4,000. And wow, they get all singing and all dancing, all bells and whistles in that package. And so they can basically get lots of free coverage for both the fact that they've won, and also just generally if they've got any product launches going on.
Fantastic. Yes, because I think that before you guys joined, you know, the main prize was, of course, the free trade show stand, I think, provided by Hive at the next at Autumn Fair, I think it was. So that's fantastic that they're kind of multiplying those prizes now. That's great to hear. You don't just provide the prize, you've joined as a judge, is that right?
Yes, we have. Yeah, I loved it. It was the first time last year, and I was in my element. Celine and I, so the marketing manager Celine, we wandered around and chose products. We've both got quite different styles in the way we choose. I was much quicker than Celine, and she was like doing it very detailed, and I'm very much a gut instinct person, so right. I was like, no, that one, and I knew what I wanted to be the winner. And Celine had a very different style to me, so it's great to do it together.
How funny. There's a lot of judges, aren't there? I didn't realize until I started getting a little bit more involved with the Giftware Association. Is there 50 at the time of writing?
It was amazing. It was such an event in itself, let alone the actual award ceremony and the dinner. But it was great fun. Loved it. Loved seeing so many products and pre-launches and fascinating. Yeah.
And how did you do? Because I wouldn't just see it as, and maybe this is the right thing, and maybe I'm, you know, sealing my chances here of ever actually being invited on as a judge. I'd not only want to judge the competition, I'd also see it as a bit of a competition for me to choose the winning product. I want to be right. I want to
well,
make sure
every category.
Absolutely. I want to back the winning horse every single time. How did you do on that? Did your favorites get recognized?
I don't recall on a category level, because there were so many to go through in the day.
But I think there's 21 categories. Which element are you involved at, actually? We'll come back to that in a second. But are you doing the shortlisted, or the shortlist to the finalists, or the finalists to the winner?
Oh, so it's a process which I believe that they've already been shortlisted, and then you see, I think it's around 10 products per category.
God,
then you choose within those categories one of those. Actually, it might have even been more of those within that category now. And then at the very end, you're also choosing one overall winner that you see as the overall winner. So
right,
it's very involved, and there were a lot of products to review.
Yes.
But it was great fun.
So sorry, your hit rate. How did you do?
I can't remember. I can't remember all of everyone, but I definitely know that I got the winner.
So you backed Squelch. Wellies, the fantastic, yep, Amanda Waldridge, who actually we had on the podcast last week. So you backed that product.
I did, yeah, for a few categories, actually. I thought the product was fantastic, and having not met her as well, I just loved it. But then I met her, and she's just a force of nature. She's just wonderful.
Really is.
Yeah, lovely to chat to.
Not to repeat the information from the previous podcast, but listeners at home, if you haven't listened to the Squelch Wellies Amanda Waldridge episode, go and give it a listen. She's quite the inspiration, you know, having basically Googled how to do what you all do and what I did for a while, which is to manufacture product on a large scale. She basically Googled it. It's a fascinating story, and she won two or three categories at Gift of the Year and the overall Judge's Choice, having only been trading for a year. Stunning story, don't you think?
I do, and I just don't think she realizes how exceptional she is.
Well, I guess if you've been a part of the industry for a while, then you know what effort it takes to reach those heights and to win this award. And so how she got on with her year's premium membership?
She's done well. She's had some lovely coverage. She's got some nice pieces coming up for Christmas. I think it's just about you get out what you put in with a product. So just about sending press releases, adding more images, and they've done well. I think they've had a very busy year, but hopefully we'll see some nice pieces coming out at Christmas time, as well as the regional stuff that they've had through the year too.
They're super visual. But clear wellies with very colourful socks. We forgot to say that when we started talking about her. But fantastic. And they've got my niece's Christmas present written all over them, those those wellies. Fantastic stuff. Yeah. Well, an exciting moment. Our first ever educational segment on the podcast. I hope you're well prepared, Nikki. Live up to our educational standards,
yes, indeed.
I mean, the bar's low. The bar's very low for this podcast so far. We've agreed already what we're going to talk about. And I think it's something that I know through you know, my time as a consultant and my time in Paladone, a lot of people struggle with. And I'm very excited to hear your tips. Why don't you introduce the subject? Do your best teacher beginning of lesson.
Well, children, today.
No. Thank you.
I think I just really want to start by saying press releases are not complicated. And it's important for most people to realise you don't need to be the journalist. You don't need to be a great writer. What you're providing to the journalist are facts. And if you can write about your products on your own website, you can write a press release. Certainly in the interiors and gift industry, it doesn't need to be overly creative like you're, you know, a politician doing some amazing press release or something. It's just facts. And if you put those facts in the right way, you're much more likely to get coverage than if you do it slightly differently. And that's part of what we like to teach, and we like to make PR simple all the time. So I think the most important thing to consider first and foremost is which products you're going to be promoting. Journalists like whatever's new. So if you've got a new product, focus on that 100% first.
Yeah, I like to always apply a similar rule to that, which is not just is it new, also where possible, and it's not always possible, but is it newsworthy? Because that is what you're doing. You're trying to put something into news. So if newness is perhaps, you know, newsworthy in its own right, but if you can add something extra to that as well, you know, you're it's going to come to your next point, I'm sure.
Which is going to exactly come to my next point. And this is the hook, the angle that you're going to take about the products that you've chosen. So new first. If you haven't got new, don't worry, because we can deal with that too. So you're looking for a hook and an angle, and in interiors and gifts, you're looking at gifting seasons, you're looking at what's coming out in trends, you're looking at, you can look at the news. So we've done a lot around lockdown and Zoom backgrounds for people who are producing beautiful artwork, or shelving, like, you know, I've got behind me, which you won't see because it's a podcast, but you know, there's lots of ways you can hook products into news, trends, seasons, even film releases, awareness days. There's a fabulous free website called awarenessdays.com, which I recommend people go and have a look at, that's got every awareness day under the sun.
Well,
I think there's even National Croissant Day.
I celebrate it every year.
Every day almost, yeah. I celebrate. So that's the next angle. So what you're looking for is, for example, if you are producing a new range of wellies, for example, then you might do new wellie range, perfect gift for Christmas, would be a very, very simple angle to it. You might add an eco element if it was eco or zero waste or British made. There's always a load of key trends and topics that are coming out. So you can either sign up for them on our newsletter, where we're always telling clients about them. If you go to blog.pressoff.com, you can just quickly sign up there. Our clients get to see which trends are coming out. But there are always key topics that journalists are working on. Part of the thing to be aware of are lead times for journalists. So journalists aren't today working on features that are going out today. Journalists generally work between 3 and 4 months ahead of time if they're print journalists, or they can work up to sort of 2 to 6 weeks ahead if they're online journalists or newspapers. So you just need to be aware of when you're sending out your press release in terms of what the lead time is of that journalist. So that's another big factor, is timing. So it's newsworthiness, if you like, the hook and the angle, and then the timing. And
so you've really got to think ahead, because else you're going to find yourself with lots of news and no one willing to cover it, right?
And that's the problem, is that every year we get the most wonderful brands coming to Pressloft right in December with a brand new perfect toy for Christmas. And they've missed the boat on so many levels. But I mean, there's always coverage. What's lovely now, the rise of influencers and bloggers, is that there are always opportunities right until almost, you know, a few days before Christmas. Mm. So the earlier you start, the more press coverage you're going to get. And really interestingly, this year, we were getting Christmas leads and downloads from Pressloft in May, which I have never in all my career known it to be that early. And I can't tell you why. We've tried to work it out, but there doesn't seem to be much of a rhyme or reason. But yeah, it was starting really early this year, so we'll keep an eye out for it next year as well.
Well, then I just advise you have those kind of lead times for your product. You know, you all know that the retailers work that far in advance. The bigger the retailer, the further in advance. You know, if you're trying to get your product into Boots, you'd best be ready, you know, 13 months early. So apply that to your press as well, I guess. You know, really think ahead. Once your assets are in place to sell the product, they're probably in place to promote the product.
Definitely. No more than 4 months ahead, except for Christmas for press. But yeah, I mean, definitely closer right. than 2 weeks ahead of the date for sure. Yeah.
It's funny enough that you're talking about the awareness day, actually. One thing that a tip I always give to people, I mean, I'm a big fan of calendars and schedules and that kind of thing. But at Paladone, at the beginning of each year, we would literally create this 12-month calendar, and we'd call them either the beats and drops or the pulses, the seasonal section of each year, film releases, everything. And you can just drop them straight into a calendar and then start sliding your products in. You know what products you're developing and when they're going to be arriving, ready, you know, ready to sell, promote, off the production line. So I can definitely see that when it comes to press releases as well, because we would do it, you know, more for social media or for what are we going to blog about, or when do we need to start, you know, making the sales presentations. But absolutely add your press releases in there and get that seasonality, or associating some marketing with a cultural event. You know, I love it. Wellies at Christmas, wellies in the autumn, wellies because storm Boris is on its way or whatever. Fantastic. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and we actually have that. We've got a PR calendar coming out for 2021. So if you keep an eye on our social channels, we'll be promoting that heavily on there. So then you can download a free PR calendar to help you plan for next year, which should be really helpful too.
I'll be having that. I'm signing up. I've made a note of blog.pressloft.com. I'm signing up. Absolutely. Is there anything that you can tell us that makes it more likely to become published? Can you help us hedge our bets a little bit when it comes to getting our press release used?
Yeah. So the first thing that we've been speaking about is very much the title. So you've chosen the products, you've got your angle or your hook, and make sure that that's in the title, which is also the subject heading of your press release that's in your email.
Right.
Now, the other key part of it is that will get your press release opened, but what will actually secure the feature are the images. Previously, right. journalists would call those products in for shoots. There was a much bigger budget for shoots, but nowadays it's very much about calling the product images in. So they either go to Pressloft or they'll ask you if you're not using a platform like ours. So interestingly, 70% of images downloaded for gift guides are cutout images. So they're on a white background. So if you've got nothing else, make sure that you've got those images on a pure white background, because they're so malleable in gift guides. They can be overlaid, they can be, you know, put in various composite images. So they're 70% of the time, particularly on the gift guides, which is great to know, I think. And it's also, again, reassuring that for one, you don't have to be a great writer. For two, you don't have to have perfectly styled images to them, you know, to get them in the press. Now, if you want to go the next level and you do invest in a shoot, or you manage to do one yourself, then you can get the bigger features when the front covers. Bloggers tend to love lifestyle images, and social influencers like them a little bit more. But it's not essential. And right. so I think if you do anything, make sure first of all that you've got those images on a white background.
Fantastic. That's a great tip. I'd never really thought of it that way around, but you're right, because, you know, those larger outlets, larger publications, websites, they're all going to have their own in-house graphic designers, those kind of things that will overlay those products, superimpose them, Photoshop them if they need them. So the white background first, that's a great tip. Mm. When it comes to the press release distribution at Pressloft, is that something is that part of the package, or is it a price per press release?
Yes, it's either. So you can either buy a one-off press release, so just send it out without having any other memberships, and that's £45 plus VAT for a press release. That can go out to up to 11,000 journalists, depending on what section you tick. Or you can do one of our memberships, and then there's various membership levels which include press releases or not. So you can just pick one of those, and you can pick any membership and add a press release at any time as well, which lots of people do.
That's great, because I was thinking, you know, again, those suppliers or retailers who just have one or two core products and therefore maybe only have a couple of times each year they'd want to push out a story. That sounds perfect. Fantastic stuff. Well, there we go. Education over. You can all relax your brains again. I hope you took some notes. But if not, this is a podcast. Just listen to it again. Thank you, Nikki, so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it. Lockdown almost over, but not quite. Lockdown part deux. Any plans for the outro of the second lockdown?
Oh, lots. Hopefully, might be doing a craft workshop with my friend, trying to get drinks in, hopefully seeing family again, who I've missed. So yeah, lots of things, but just got to take it one day at a time at the moment.
Yeah, one week left of not being able to do that, and then we can all roll out and have some fun. I'm as keen as anyone, I think. Absolutely can't wait. Well, enjoy that. Let's cover off websites quickly. Let's do our housekeeping. The Pressloft website is
pressloft.com.
Easy. Any social media channels? Any social you want to send people to?
Yeah, so we're at Pressloft. So another very easy one. So we're at Pressloft across all the channels, but particularly Instagram is the one that we tend to get most of our followers on.
Good stuff. Fantastic. And of course, thank you to our listeners for joining us today as well. Greatly appreciate it. Don't forget, I'm going to say don't forget to get your gift of the year entry submitted. A, just in case this goes out before the 11th of December, and B, just in case the gift of the year and the Giftware Association jump another extension on us like they did this week where we're recording. So that is the closing date as we know it right now, 11th of December. But if we're just past the 11th of December, do go and check all of the gift of the year socials just in case there's been another extension. Giftoftheyear.co.uk is the website, and it's also where you can get your entries in. And thank you, of course, to the Giftware Association as well for supporting this podcast. You can find them at ga-uk.org. If you want to talk to me directly, you can head to my lovely website, alexryanuk.com. Thank you again for your time, Nikki.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Maybe you'll join us again as a judge. And if not, well, I'll certainly be seeing you at the awards ceremony.
Look forward to it.
In 2021. I'll be joining all of the various Zoom awards that we'll be having. Thank you again. Have a safe and productive week to both you and our listeners. And we'll see you next episode. Bye.
Bye.